Like I said, there are four things that I want to share with you tonight. And, you know, if we learn as children of God to live one day at a time, then we don't borrow from tomorrow's problems. We don't live in yesterday's disappointments, but we focus on what lies before us this day. And we seek the Lord's help and guidance, and He does draw very close. So, the very first thing that I want to share with you, if we are to rejoice in the day that the Lord has made, if we are to be glad in it, then we need to live in a spirit of prayer. Live in a spirit of prayer. Jesus was doing some talking. He's talking to his disciples, and he said this. He said, men ought always to pray and to not faint. And that's a very interesting concept, because we don't grasp sometimes the concept of faint. What it really means is men ought always to pray and never, ever, ever quit. Don't give up, but to pray, and when all else seems absolutely hopeless, pray. Don't quit. Many Christians become so involved in their personal pursuits that they forget that the Lord needs to be brought in on a daily basis, and His guidance sought, His directions followed, and His strength relied upon. And those who do not pray are vulnerable to the attacks of Satan, and spiritual defeat often leads to physical and spiritual and moral decay. And so when we include the Lord as a part of our life, we can make each day a successful day with fellowship with God, and we'll be able to live moment by moment, and He will give us the support and the strength that we need to get through that day. But He's not going to give us tomorrow's strength today. He's going to do that tomorrow. He's not going to let us hoard up so that we can grab the strength from prior times and be able to use that strength now. But He's going to give us the strength we need for the moment we need it. And that's an important thing. And if we live in that spirit of prayer that Paul said, you know, pray without ceasing. If we live in that attitude, that spirit of prayer, God is directing us continually, and we become more open to His leadership. And so live in a spirit of prayer. Second thing, if we are to rejoice and be glad in the day that the Lord has made, we need to learn through a scripture of promise. Learn through a scripture of promise. The Word of God is a book that is filled with the promises of God. The ways that He will guide us and encourage us and be with us. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, we read this, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Whereby are given unto us great and precious promises. We have been looking in our Sunday morning service over the last couple of weeks, the I wills of God, the promises that God lays before us and letting us know, look, I will be here for you. I will comfort you. I will strengthen you. I will give you direction. I will give you hope. And the greatest one of all is, I will come back and take you to be with me, that where I am, there you may be also. Grab those promises. And God is not afraid to have you hold him accountable for his promises. Because he cannot renege on a promise. He has promised to be with us, to give us hope, to give us help and strength. And we need to hold on to those promises. Many Christians neglect the promises of God, and therefore they're unable to apply these assurances to the difficulties they encounter. But when we open ourselves up before God, follow Him faithfully and obediently, every promise that He makes becomes precious to our lives. So we want to hold on to those promises and not let the enemy lie to us and tell us those promises aren't for you. They're for someone else, but they're not for you. Because that's exactly what Satan will do. He'll lie. The third thing, if we want to be glad in the day that the Lord has made and rejoice in it, then we need to lift up a song of praise. Lift up a song of praise. Psalm 66, verse 2 says, "Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious." I love that. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. I don't know about you, but when I begin to find pressures coming in and discouragements and perhaps even defeats coming in, I find that when I really connect with those old hymns of the church and begin to sing, God begins to lift the cloud. In the acoustic call to worship this morning, we sang, in my opinion, one of the greatest hymns ever written, that "It Is Well With My Soul." You know, what a tremendous, tremendous call. And what a glorious moment that is when we recognize that even though the winds blow, even though the storms beat upon us, it's well with our soul. When we're following God, when we're living for Him, when we're loving Him, no matter what, it is well with our soul. And what a moment of blessing that is. Such hymns as "In the Garden." What a great, great hymn to bring encouragement. He walks with me. He talks with me. And He tells me I am His own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there. You know, just encouragement. And just a blessing. Folks, don't ever throw away those old hymns. Don't do it. They're valuable. They're a blessing. They're just rich with the grandeur of God's character and of His nature. It's one of the things that I believe is a weakness in the modern-day songs. I like the modern-day songs, don't misunderstand me, but the majority of the modern-day songs are about my feelings and not about His glory. And when you really begin to look at them, there's an awful lot of eyes in that music. And it might touch the emotion, but it doesn't reveal the character and the nature of God. We sang one of those this morning. "O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Our helper He amid the blast." And, you know, just just the character of God. He's going to be there. He's going to strengthen us. He's going to reveal himself in great and powerful ways because he cannot violate who he is. And when we plug in to the character and the nature of God, he lifts our soul and he strengthens us. And those are glorious, glorious moments. Choose songs which fill your needs, which lift your load, which bring glory to your Father. And as you do that, God will bless you and he'll help you through the day, no matter what the day holds in store. And then the last thing that I want to share with you, and you're going to get out of here real early tonight, but that's because Matt sang too fast. So you blame Matt, all right? Or pat him on the back for us getting out of here early. All in perspective here. But the very last thing I want to share with you is this. Lean on the source of power. Lean on the source of power. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 tells us that we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. We're kept through the power of God. You know, I believe that a weakness that many of us have is a weakness where we think we can do everything in our own strength. And so we don't really rely on God. We rely on ourselves. And in the process of relying on ourselves, all we do is reveal our weakness. So if we would just rely on the strength and the power of God to pick us up and to carry us and to hold us and to encourage us and to bring us through any difficulty we face, if we will just lean on his power, we'll be able to rejoice in the day that the Lord has made. We'll be able to be glad in it because he has promised to be with us. So there you have it. Live in a spirit of prayer. Learn through a scripture of promise. Lift up a song of praise. And lean on the source of power, which is God. And you'll be able to face anything this world throws at you. And there's a glorious promise that God has made. And that promise is that he's coming back. And he's going to take us to be with him where we will never have, ever have sickness or sorrow, no more sin, no pain. But all will be perfect forever. That's a promise that God has made. Rest in it. Trust it. And let God bless your life with his authority and with his power. Would you please stand? We're going to close in a word of prayer. Our gracious Father, thank you. Thank you for the promises of your word. Thank you for the many gifts that you bestow on us, not the least being the gift of salvation. Father, teach us to walk in the paths that you establish. Teach us to constantly come before your presence in praise, in worship, and in study. Father, give us hope. in the midst of a hopeless world. Give us help, for we are weak. And give us love, and we'll give you thanks. Now, Father, I pray that you'd watch over these folks this week, that you would protect them, that you would help them, give them strength for everything that they face, and we'll give you thanks, for it's in your glorious and holy and righteous name that we pray and ask all of these things. Amen.